Usul al-Din are the roots of religion. Every tree that we see outside is made up of roots and branches. In the same way, the religion of Islam is like a tree, made up of roots and branches. The roots of a tree are extremely important. If in a tree the branches were to be chopped off, the tree will still live and the branches will slowly grow back. But if the roots of the tree were to be cut, the tree would die. If we do not understand the roots of religion, which are the Usul al-Din, our faith will also die, because we need these basic beliefs in Islam in order to live a successful Islamic life. Every Muslim has to do their best to understand the Usul as best as they can. So what is the Usul al-Din? Number one is Tawheed. In short, it is that there is only one God. He is eternal. He has no beginning or end, has power over everything and every affair, knows everything. Nothing is ever a secret from him. He sees and hears everything, though he has neither eyes nor ears. He has no partner or colleague, nor has he any son, daughter, or wife. He is neither made nor composed of any material substance. He has no body, nor is he confined to a place. He is not governed by time, space, change, and etc. Second is Nabuwa. To show us the straight path, Allah has been sending his representatives to mankind. There are approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers, beginning with Prophet Adam alayhi salam and ending with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to guide humankind to the right path. After that will come Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. All people will die, then the whole mankind will be resurrected to face the reckoning of their faith and deeds. The next two are sub-categories. One is Adl, which is knowing that God is just and wise and does not do any injustice to anyone, and humans hold the absolute responsibility for their actions, whether good or bad. The other is Imamah. To lead the people to the straight path and to preserve the religion of Islam, Allah appointed 12 successors, one after another, of the Prophet of Islam. They are called Imams. Imam literally means leader. Now we have the branches of religion, also known as Furu' al-Din, which refers to the actions in Islam that have been legislated. The first one is called Salah, and it is praying the five obligatory prayers every single day. The second is called Sawm, and it is fasting during the holy month of Ramadan in order to gain closeness to God. The third is called Hajj, or pilgrimage, embarking on the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca at least once in one's lifetime if they are capable. The fourth is Zakah, that is given for the pleasure of Allah, a portion of gold, silver, cattle, and farm produce. The fifth is Khums, or Islamic tax, that is given 20% of the net income of the year after deducting the lawful expenses of the year. The sixth is Jihad, striving, a holy struggle or striving by a Muslim for a moral or spiritual goal, such as striving to overcome our evil desires and whims in order to improve ourselves. Seventh is Amal bil Ma'ruf. It means enjoying the good. If a person does not fulfill the obligations laid down by Allah, it is obligatory on us to guide him to the right path, provided we have a hope that he will follow our guidance. Eighth is Nahi anil Munkar. It means forbidding the prohibited things or works. We should ask any person who is found to be doing things prohibited by Allah to refrain from such deeds, provided we have a hope that he will act on our advice. Ninth is Tawalli, which is loving and obeying the Prophet and the Imams alayhi wasalam. Tenth is Tabarri, which is staying away from the enemies of the Prophet, the Imams, and Islam. We also have the fruits of the tree, which are known as akhlaq, which are the morals and manners. And this is what attracts people towards religion and each other. If our roots are corrupted, our branches will be weak, meaning our salah, sawm, will be weak, and we will produce rotten fruit, pushing people away from Islam. But if our understanding in our usul al-din is strong, it will make healthy branches. The salah, the sawm, all will be beautiful and healthy, and the result of our actions will produce healthy fruit, which will attract people towards Islam.